Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Shkalim, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Dalit. Mishum Mevakesh Nesachim, a person who requires Nesachim. Hoylech Leitzel Yechen, he goes to Yechen, Shumim Muna Alechay Samais. As we have discussed many times, he's in charge of the chaysim, the piece of parchment that was the official, call it a receipt, call it a token, call it a ticket, but that was the first step in the process. You went to Yechinin, you told him what type of carbon you needed. Nois and lemois, you gave him money, umakabu imenu chaysim, and he gave you the appropriate chaysim. Bali etzel achia, then you came to achia, who physically had the wine and the oil, the flour, shumimun ala nesachim, who was in charge of the nesachim. And again, as we have explained many times, although literally nesachim means just the pouring of the wine, but it includes the flour and the oil as well. In this context, it means all three. So you came to Achia, the noisim lechaisim, you gave him the chaisim, umakabu mimenu nesachim, and you were makabu from him, the actual nesachim. Now the Batanura explains, why did they have to provide this service? Really, why was this hegdishes? I don't want to use the word headache, maybe that's not the right lashon, but the responsibility. You have to bring the sachem, so go get yourself wine, go get yourself flour. And the answer was, the Hegdish was doing this so that everyone shouldn't have the tremendous responsibility of getting a hold of these things that have to be made al taras hakodesh. They're very strict halachais, and you have to know the halachais, how to make sure that they're 100% tahar, and they don't come into contact with tumah. So therefore, Bezdin did this for the people. Zakta Mishnah Weiter, Villa Erev, and in the evening, Ba and Zeitzel Zeh, there was a nightly meeting between Yochanan and Achia. Be Achia Moitzi Asa Chaysamais. Achia would take out the Chaysamais, or Makabel connect the noise, and he would get the money that was given to Yochanan. Let's say they make the Cheshbon, it's supposed to shtim exactly, right? The money is supposed to equal exactly the amount of what it costs to buy the Nesachim. Now, what happens if they count things up and there's extra money? If there's extra money, that extra money belongs to Hegdish. Well, what would I have thought over here? So the Batanura explains, maybe I would have thought, look, if there's extra money, it must be that Yoichanan's own money got mixed up over here. He should be able to take it back. So we say no. On the other hand, let's say we make the Cheshmen and it doesn't shtim, there's not enough money. Yochanan would have to pay from his own money. Is it fair? Well, once again, Shayat Hegdish Alul Yoina. Hegdish always has the upper hand. And the people that worked for Hegdish and the people that took the responsibility for Hegdish took this upon themselves. They knew exactly what they were getting into. And they understood that the schus of providing karbonis far supersedes. They're going to gain a trillion times more than any monetary loss they would have. As is true with any mitzvah that costs you money. It doesn't really cost you money at the end, because you have the schus of the mitzvah, you gain far more. Now, some say that the reason he was chayiv in this case, if money was missing, is because technically he has a din of a shomer sachar, he's being paid for his job, and a shomer sachar is chayiv, if money is missing. But many ask on this, first of all, who says he was taka paid? Maybe he was not paid for this job. In that case, he's a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is not chayiv on genev and aveda. And then the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, this is another problem, that the regular halachis of Shomrim don't apply to people watching in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, well, that's true technically, but there was a takana that the Shomer in the Beis HaMikdash should pay anyway. So, be it as it may be. Again, Yad Hegdash Alul Yoina, and the people involved in Hegdash knew that it was a tremendous responsibility. They knew they would have to pay from their own pocket, and they understood it was still well worth the schus.